time, 11:30. And I'm so pleased to be joined by an amazing singer-songwriter. She has been on the show before and she's sung live in the studio. But at the moment, she's not in the country. We'll talk more about that in a second. She's got her brand new track called Wise Man, which is out at the moment, which is brilliant. I've played it a couple of times. And she's currently number two on our Phoenix FM chart. It is Amy Baker.
Hello, Michelle.
It's lovely to see you. And I can see you. You can't see me, which is just as well. You are from, you from Essex originally, or is it London?
I am originally from Essex. I was born in Barking, but I'm a Dagenham girl, technically.
Oh, I went to school in Dagenham. I didn't know that.
I went to Mayfield.
So did I!
Actually.
So did
no
I.
No way!
Oh my God, I didn't know that. Yes, I went to Mayfield. Oh, shocking.
Really?
Probably about 50 years before you did. But oh my God, I can't believe we went to the same school.
Yeah, I know. And Jessie J went to Mayfield as well, just putting that out there as
no,
well.
No, no way.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm in great company now. Where are you in the world at the moment, Ms. Baker?
I am in Gran Canaria at the moment, Puerto Rico.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Now, you're over there with your other half, the wonderful Tommy. Tell us about what you're doing over there.
So we have our own duo over here called The Perfect Numbers Duo, and it's all covers, but it's everything, every genre from 60s up to present day. So what's a bit different about what we do is Tommy, we don't use backing tracks. It's all live, and Tommy uses a looper and a drum pad, and we build our own backing tracks, essentially, at live. And we have harmonies and percussion. So we thought we'd give it a go. And Tom's a wizard on the looper and knows and spent lots of time learning how to use it, because it's quite difficult to use, and not a lot of people really know how to use it. We met quite a lot of musicians that go, no, so it's too far, too over my head for me. I don't know how to use it. But it just takes some time to kind of learn how to use it. But Tom was always really interested in it. So it kind of gives it a little bit of a difference to what we do over here. And there isn't actually anything over here like that. So we kind of got a little bit of a niche at the moment. So we have a lot of fun, and we do a lot of disco and a lot of rock. Gran Canaria like a lot of rock music, actually, which is right up our street. So we're loving life. And it says it's about 24 degrees at the moment, but it's definitely lying. It feels more like 30 at the moment.
Yeah, I've seen some of your videos where it's like, we're just relaxing. But I know giggy musicians, it is pretty full on, because sometimes you've got more than one gig a day.
100%. And I will be honest, they don't, over in Gran Canaria or here in Gran Canaria, they don't really take, like, it will have like two sets over a certain amount of time and have breaks in between. They don't really like to do that over here. So I will be honest, we've been doing two and a half hour shows straight with no breaks.
Oh my word. Oh my word.
It's been intense. But we've been planning to do this for quite a while, and we've literally gone into venues with a guitar in hand and said, please, can we play you a couple of songs, show you what we can do. And so it's been a real hustle, but it's been so much fun, and we've actually gotten gigs from that. And so it's been really, really, really fun.
Now, besides doing the grafting work of being a grassroots musician, you actually record your own original music as well. So tell us about this new release called Wise Man, where you recorded it, where the idea came from.
So it was actually one of the first songs that I ever wrote in lockdown, actually. I know that it was all a very weird and wonderful time at that time for all of us, but I kind of thought, right, well, let's learn a new skill. Let's do something new. And I thought, right, well, let's do some songwriting, because I was kind of interested in that, and, you know, at that time. So I learned how to use Logic on YouTube, and I sat with a microphone on the end of my bed, which now I know is really bad recording. Well, actually, I don't actually play an instrument. Interestingly, I was looking and researching how to write your own song, but without using an instrument, by playing an instrument. So I went onto a website, and I don't know if it's still there, but it's called chordchord.com, and it generates chords for you, and you can change each of the individual chords. So say you've got four chords, you can change it and it plays it for you and you can hear it. And that's actually how I came up with the chords for Wise Man, because I'd never written my own song. I've kind of collaborated with other artists and they can play guitar or piano. Done a lot of songs for my dad as well, and he plays piano, so we kind of collaborated. But I was like, I want to write my own song by myself. And so that's where it actually originally came from. So it was badly recorded in 2020. Interestingly, a lot of people I've spoken to have said it really didn't sound like you. And I laughed because I thought it was a long time ago when I recorded that. And my voice has changed in the last, five, six years now. So yeah, that was quite interesting because this was recorded as the vocal that was recorded five, six years ago. And I've never changed it. I never wanted to. It kind of has that innocence to it, which I kind of wanted to bring to the song as well as kind of like the eeriness and the it's kind of an abstract piece. It isn't really kind of like a song that you'd hear on the radio today as a verse chorus sort of setup. It's more kind of just two verses and a middle eight kind of with a haunting, eerie feel to it. So but yeah, kudos to Tommy. He actually mixed it for me, and with the poor recording skills that I did it in the beginning, bless him that he actually was able to mix it for me, because it was a bit of a mess on Logic, I'll be honest.
It does. It does sound absolutely original. That's what I said to you off air. It just doesn't sound like anything I've heard you do before. And I think that's obviously because you've written it all the way through yourself. So it is your outpouring, if you like, rather than being involved. Because when you co-write, you know, you've got might have a track already there. You're putting your vocals on, but when it's completely yours, and you can tell it is completely yours.
Yeah, it's lovely. I don't know whether I'll let. Obviously, I'd love to do that again at some point and write my own song completely by myself. But yeah, it was lovely to do it, and now I can say, yep, I've done it, and now I need to learn it on guitar. Now I need to learn how to actually play it on guitar. That'd be lovely.
Oh, you see, if you're going to get your partner to tell you and show you how to play guitar, do you think that's a good idea or not?
Definitely, because actually I've just thought we could both play the guitar together on
he's going to be pleased on that. Yeah, and also you can start putting your foot on the looping pedal as well.
Oh yeah, that is hard though. I've seen him do it, and it's ridiculously hard. Kudos to Tom.
Actually done a gig as well with Tom, and he's really, really, he's a bit too good, if you ask me. It's like, shut up now, stop singing and playing at the same time. You're both amazing together. You can find lots of footage online of Amy and Tommy playing all over the place. And hopefully, will you be coming back, do you think, at Christmas, or are you going to stay out there, or will you be back to do more gigs in the UK?
So we are actually back in the UK in the next couple of weeks because we have a UK wedding that the lovely Charlene and Chris, who I booked me last year, actually. So I'm honouring, really wanted to honour those UK gigs. So, yeah, we're coming back for that. And then, hopefully come back out to Greater Area. Just want to give a shout out to my dad as well, because even though, a massive shout out to my dad, a massive shout out to Nick, my cousin, who also mixed and produced, and also to my amazing fiancé, Tommy, for mixing, and also Phil Burns for mastering the track as well. So there was lots of people that helped me with this track. So, thank you very much. And the song is actually about my therapist a couple of years ago. It was just a few things that, which is wonderful about therapy, that the therapist only has to ask you something and it kind of pings a million things into your brain and makes you think about things differently. And that was kind of where the song came from, because he did that quite a lot. So I dedicate this to him as well.
Now, if people want to find you, it's quite easy. You're Amy Baker Music across everywhere.
Yes, Amy Baker Music, for sure.
Shout out for your duo as well, in case people are looking to book when you come back.
Yes, please. So if you would like to see us play as a duo, we go by the Perfect Numbers Duo, and you can find us on all the social medias as well, on TikTok and Facebook and Instagram.
Lovely to talk to you. Lots of love to you and to Tommy, enjoying your best life. And it's always great to speak to you, and always great to see you both playing live, because you are exceptionally good musicians and it's always great fun. You're great with the audience as well. So would you like to introduce your song and I shall play it for everybody?
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Michelle. You are amazing. My name is Amy Baker and this is my new track, Wise Man.
Thanks, love.
This thing called love was all as it seemed. As each year